Good news for four of the stateless Moopah Academy footballers. During their time in the cave, it was revealed that four of the team were officially stateless. That means they were unable to get a bank account, get legally married, or start a business. Last night, the four officially became Thai citizens. They attended a naturalisation ceremony held in Chiang Rai province, and each of them was given the national identity card. The Maasai district chief said they were granted citizenship according to the law. During the ceremony chaired by Somsak, 30 people became Thai citizens. The births of young Adul, Mongkon and Ponchai were registered at Maasai, and they were granted Thai citizenship after they presented their birth certificates to the district chief. Ekapon, the 25-year-old coach who's still in the monkhood, was born at Maasai Hospital and has a parent who was born in Thailand. He was granted citizenship on the grounds of his good behaviour and actions that benefited society. You can see their happy faces at the ceremony last night at thetiger.com. The lawsuit relating to the Phoenix boat sinking is expected to be filed at the end of this month, while authorities are waiting for the boat to be salvaged, hopefully by the end of this week. Phuket's provincial police commander says the process of questioning witnesses and gathering evidence about the Phoenix case is almost complete. The 57-year-old boat captain, the boat's chief engineer, and the boat's 26-year-old Thai owner have already been charged with committing an act of negligence, causing death and injury, and causing grievous bodily and mental harm. They remain in custody at the Phuket Provincial Prison. The Phuket Marine Office Chief told the Tiger that the Phoenix will be recovered before August 12th. After that, the lawsuit's expected to be completed and filed before the end of the month. And government officials and private agencies rushed to hand out aid to some 400 families hit by floods in four tambons of Rayong's Kapur district last night. Some 3,000 residents have been affected after their houses were hit by runoff on Tuesday, just north of Phuket. Most residents had returned to their homes and started mopping up by yesterday afternoon. Phetchaburi town, just north of Hua Hin, is set to be inundated this weekend, even after the Royal Irrigation Department has stemmed and even slowed down the runoff from upstream zones. The department expects the volume of water in Phetchaburi River to peak on Saturday. Some 55 cubic metres per second is being diverted from the Petch Dam to the irrigation system along the river before it heads to town, while another 35 cubic metres per second will be directed to the D9 drainage canal. Irrigation department experts say that some communities in the district will find themselves under 30 to 50 centimetres of water for 7 to 10 days. The death toll from Sunday's devastating earthquake on the Indonesian island of Lombok has climbed to 347, this from the state-run Antara News Agency. It says the majority of the victims were in Kayangan on the north side of the island. Another 1,447 people have been injured and 165,000 displaced by the 7-magnitude quake. Meanwhile, the Mataram Search and Rescue Relief Office reported that officials are still conducting the search and rescue efforts, especially in the ruins of buildings where searchers believe there are still buried victims. And the United States must cease its trade war with China or risk causing a ripple effect in the economies of its allies, including Thailand. This from the former Chinese ambassador to Thailand, Guan Mu. He made the comments during a Belt and Road Initiative-themed event at a school in Bangkok. According to him, the tariff-related conflicts are a result of US efforts to refrain from anything that would give China more power. He said the problems from this trade war will be unsolvable in the future. Losses will be incurred on both sides, and all of the allied economies will greatly suffer as a result. He finished by saying the trade war has begun, but we're not afraid. We weren't the ones that started the war.